Hey babe, I'm your host, Kristen Sandifer. Today I have a wonderful guest, Vivian Chabot. She is an Arcturian hologram matrix master healer and hybrid representing the advanced and enlightened Arcturian star civilization. She's in constant telepathic communication with her team of light, and she serves as an ambassador between higher spheres of reality and on the earth plane. She is a healer. She has a healing practice that's dedicated to assist people to heal the mind, body, and spirit. Welcome, Vivian.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on today because I've told you this in our emails, but I've been able to learn that I was an Arcturian in my last incarnation, and so I'm starseed, and I have not met anyone who I haven't met anybody I think that's an Arcturian that has the similar heritage, and and you're a hybrid, which is, let's go ahead and just explain what that is to the listeners.
Absolutely. So I'm very pleased that you are what we call an emanation from Arcturus in a previous life. So of course you carry that connection at the soul level. In my case, like you mentioned, I am what's called a biological Arcturian hybrid. And being a hybrid, what it means is that the word hybrid is typically is the blend of a human mother and an star being or an extraterrestrial father. Typically, that's what hybrid would be. So in my case is that my human mother, of course, I have a mother like anyone on this planet, mm-hmm. and my biological father is Arcturians, and we consciously make that choice to be able to create a conduit, a physical body that would be able to sustain such level of frequency. So it's like being born with a very advanced inner antenna, if you want, where physically I can really hold their light bodies when they come through. I'm able to hold higher level of frequency. So for me, doing a lot of astral projection, remote viewing, I'm able to go in and out of my body a lot easier and still be in connections with my physical form and all the subtlety of the layers and the nervous system, my DNA and all of it. So physically I am built in that way. And I remember that this is something that I chose at the soul level prior to this incarnation, because I wanted to bring, Kristen, a very strong physical energy point, a grounding point on the planet and for everyone on the planet evolving. Especially right now, we're moving to so much heat, right?
Right.
That's another statement, right?
Goodness, that's an understatement, yes, of the highest. And thank you for making that choice, because what you do is it can't be easy. Adjusting to the vibration down here, and I wonder sometimes, do you kind of wish you could go back home or?
Oh gosh, I love it. We already, thank you, and I, you're reading my mind. And I'll share a little tip, something very personal in that regard. So along the way, I have asked many times, this is too much physically, I can breathe, I can function. It's extremely difficult for me just to function within such a heavy gravitational pull that comes from the planet evolving in 3D. I can feel every variation, every energetic variation. With that being said, it's like you said, many times I went like, okay, Father, you know what? It was very noble on my hand. It was like very...
Very good idea, selfless,
right? Exactly. Very selfless. Now it's time to go home. I'm sure I can do a lot of good for everyone, every life form, and the planet itself from the comfort of our ship, the comfort of our own frequency. And every time that I feel very deep into that fog and I really want to go home, like many star states feel, what happened is that my father says, okay, let's come back on board the ship. So I go there either in conscious light, astral body of light, and sometimes I go there physically. And then I have my favorite part on the ship where there is this place where I can commune, meditate with a collective. And what I do is that I see the earth from space. I can look at the earth, and she feels a lot different when from those heart frequency energy that she creates. And I can tell you, I'm melting. I'm like, oh, okay, this is bigger than my considerations. All right. Are you ready to go back? I am ready to go back. Let's go.
Wow, so, that must be amazing. So for those that don't know about the Arcturians, this is the first time I'm speaking about my experience with it, because I haven't on my podcast, obviously. I don't really talk about myself much. So, but for those who don't know about the Arcturians, can you explain who they are, what constellation they're from, what density, what they look like, just an overall picture so they can get an idea of who the Arcturians are?
Of course, with pleasure. And I just want to add, and I'm going to share according to my personal experience. And of there's many depictions of the Arcturians in books, channel, and blogs, and everywhere. And I will only stick to my own face-to-face, end-to-end, day-to-day experience with them and to them. Arcturians are known as one of the most advanced and enlightened star civilizations known to this quadrant, meaning known to your solar system, interacting with the Earth for eons. And we're very ancient. Arcturians are millions of years old. We're very, very ancient. And Arcturians, you can think of them as master teachers, master healers. Think of them as an example, a model of future self, because we have reached a level of enlightenment through our different level of evolution, experience, mistakes. We have learned from different also, experimentals and moving on. So Arcturians are like star brothers and sisters that have a very predominant role as teacher, but also as paradigm shifters for the Earth. Their energy can move mountains and shifts. Yes, right?
Oh yeah, I get the chills just hearing you talk about it. Yes.
love it.
It's energy unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. It was almost intimidating at first. Very intimidating, but it's so loving and so warm and so beautiful that all melts away after a while.
My goodness, thank you so much for having all this amazing descriptive. That's exactly, you really captured the essence. And when they come with the collective come, because I have a large group, a delegation of them, their energy feels almost regal. Someone could present themselves in such grace. And oftentimes their expression and energy can be also misinterpreted as cold, detached, deprived,
emotionless.
Emotionless. When I'm in channel, I've been called Spock, or you look like Spock, or it feels like Spock, and I'm like, thank you for the compliment. That's because there's no human reference to really describe the depth of what they're really conveying to someone or to a group or to an audience. They have such a depth, but at the same time, Kristen, one thing I've noticed is we have such a level of respect, love, and appreciation for human beings, for life forms, sentient life forms evolving on this earth, including the planet herself, which we have known for a long time. And that's one thing I will always invite people to remember about them, is the profound level of love and appreciation that they do have. And that will help people to make a difference if you are truly in the presence of an Arcturian, or are you in the presence of a being that pretend to be a nocturne. It's one thing on the planet.
There's no mistaking it. Yeah, there's definitely no mistaking it.
Right.
You have this just knowing, and it is that regal, very perfect, but very humble, approach with teaching and things, and very calm and patient, and just. It's almost like if you could picture the perfect professor that just never gets upset with you and answers all of your questions. And trust me, I always had tons of them. What density is your hybrid form from?
Density, you mean what? What level of what dimensional for level? Okay. Well, octurns can evolve to many dimensionality. Mm-hmm. We like to connect through the higher form of the fifth dimension to create a more accessible bridge of connection. We know that from the octurns, we work with different other form of collective on different star civilizations, other intergalactic consciousness, and some of them evolve exclusively on the higher realm. You know, some are on the 8, 9 dimension.
Right,
when you reach the 10, right? When you reach the 10 dimension, you're becoming more pure light. It's like there's no more attachment.
You turn to energy again, right?
You turn more back into energy. And at that level, there's no more identity or identifying yourself to a collective. You are all there is. You're just moving on onto a different sphere of reality and evolution. So we have the capability to move through all the spectrum of the dimensionality, moving to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, if we want to. But there's also understanding in terms of what are the intentions, what is it that we want to create in terms of connections, teachings, helping you to heal in all aspects. Healing is a huge umbrella, and helping you to move forward in these ascension process, moving to the ascension symptoms and everything. So if you are a very advanced teacher, like you mentioned, well, you're not going to go into the 9th dimension, or you're not going to the 10th dimension.
Right.
You're going to go into... Right? What is it that we're bridging? We're bridging this 3D linear time construct. We're bridging into the higher form of the fifth dimension. So, of course, we will allow ourselves to primarily connect with you from that dimension, knowing that you can attain it, knowing that you'll be able to reach us, to work with us, to connect with us a lot more. At the same time, to understand that it is not limited to the higher form of the fifth dimension. We can go a lot higher. And so we adapt depending on what planetary system we interact, level of consciousness that a civilization has attained, and so forth. For the Earth, for what we need to do now, let's just say that we like to interact through our conscious light body from the high level of the fifth dimensional realm, if that makes sense.
It does now. That was always something I didn't really understand, was, you know, which dimension are coming from, because it seemed to feel like it was of the highest dimension, but then different, you know, I would visit with different people, like you kind of said, you had your group that kind of, you know, that you go, that, you know, you would go and learn things with, and you'd go interact with. That's how they came to me as well. And it felt, some people, I mean, vibrations are different, but, you know, some people's would feel even slightly different. And it was almost like a fingerprint, if you will. And because of working with them, I'm now able to identify that in other people. I come across, sometimes it's very scary. You know, when you encounter people that have very low vibration, and I'm trying to learn how to do, how to do healing through those things, and how to help people that, you know, to raise their vibration. But it's a difficult task, especially with the way things are right now. What is their hope for, the way that this is going to turn out with the whole COVID-19 and, you know, just us being better people and better human beings and better spirits, you know, better souls.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing is that no matter the illusionary paradigm or the purging that are necessary to move through as an evolving race, one thing is remain constant and consistent is that the occurrence keep perceiving human beings and sentient life forms evolving on this planet for who you really are in your true nature. So we're making true soul connection, which transcends, you know, challenging transformation, you know, all the things we're moving through onto the 3D time construct. So we're really remaining connecting to everyone through that true sense of connection. So we know who we're addressing to. We know that this is not just the difficult human experiences, to the emotional, the uncertainty, the fear, doubt, feeling injustice, and so forth. We can see a lot more to you and to the situation. Because one of the beauty about occurrence is that we're very keen in working in holographic reality. And what it means is that we are able to perceive multiple layers of reality and outcome all unfolding all at once. So it's like telling you, okay, we're going to suggest that you go on a trip to Australia, let's just say, and then from that trip or the potential of that trip, then we're going to show you the multitude outcome of what that trip may come, what may bring you, and where it's going to move you to, and what change is going to create. And you're going to look at maybe 5, 6, 7 different roads or pathway, and you're going to go,
wow,
okay, I think, yeah, I'm going to.
That's how I read timelines. That's exactly how I see timelines too. You know, when I know you're intuitive psychic as well, and that's how I see them. I see them as like little lines coming off with different possibilities, but I see them all at the same time.
Precisely, precisely, and it's the same thing when we, you know, help people in our, you know, and our healing modality, working with someone either one-on-one or in a group setting, is that we can help people to also readjust, realign their own soul timeline that really aligns them with, you know, whatever you need to come at a soul level, your soul purpose, being more fulfillment and realigning that. And sometimes what we do, always in alignment with the higher soul, is to create parallel or a parallel to a timeline that will also facilitate the person's journey and what a person needs to be. So absolutely, timelines are very important because we know that time is fluid. It's not linear as it is here. It's very fluid and it doesn't abide by the same rules as we do here in this 3D paradigm. So that linear time of past, present, future has so much more to it. So that's a really good point. I'm really glad that you mentioned that.
No, thank you. It's something, it's almost like the linear model of time has always confused me. And it just is very limiting. And because I think, you know, since I've been born, I've just had a different way of thinking about things, obviously. And so what would you suggest to the average person who isn't a starseed, who doesn't, you know, communicate with ETs and other beings, how would they reach out to get these gifts and to get this kind of help to higher dimensional beings?
Absolutely. It is accessible to all. You know, the label of I'm a hybrid, I'm a starseed, I'm a contactee, right, or life worker, practitioners, it's just the way, you know, we chose to evolve. The thing is, one thing I will share with you, one thing the occurrence keep repeating to me over and over again, and not just to me, but everyone, is get to know who you truly are. Get to know the profoundness of your light, your gifts. What is already naturally moves you? What is thus your heart is really telling you that the heart desire, you know, right at the depth of your heart. And there's so many, if you really just ground yourself in this moment and you breathe deeper and slower into connecting with your heart, just the power, the wisdom of your heart center, which is accessible to everyone at any time, is think about what is it that's been always been feeling like a calling, what moves you, what inspires you, what feel like it ignites a fire of inspiration within you, whether it's helping others, doing volunteer work, whether you feel like you have something to give back to others, you go like, great. And it can be done just by giving some time with, you know, at a shelter, helping animals, or just to be, or, and just to live in the fullness of the best of who you are day by day, filtering your thoughts, filtering your words, your actions. Are you in alignment with what you said versus how you portray yourself? Is your behavior in alignment with your heart and your light? So you would say this is very simplified. Yes, accessible, free right now. And in the simplicity of those tools, the power behind it. And what does it do? It helps to empower everyone at every hour of the day, day by day, even through the mundane. You know, sometimes people come to me and go like, oh my God, I need to go take all those classes, get into that ritual, get into that structure, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And we said, if that structure helps you to put your mental mind at ease and feel that it gives you, you know, significant importance, it gives you a purpose, then utilize your ceremony to help you also create what's called more higher level of discipline. And you will see that at a certain point, you will reach a level of graduation when those rituals will no longer be necessary because you've already been in that state and you graduate from it. You've already received the downloads. You've already get into that healthy, balanced discipline. And part of the discipline that the Octurns put were very, Octurns are very builder of structures as well, is that helping mm-hmm. you to implement a level of connections with you, whether you're driving after a long day at work and it's traffic jam and everybody is like on the edge, this is an opportunity for you to say, I choose differently in that space. I choose, even though I recognize it's a long day, I'm tired, I want to get home, and drivers are driving in a certain way that makes me feel, you know, in certain emotional state. But you can say, I have the power right here, right now, to choose differently. And what it does, it releases and activates something higher. And you can also help other drivers, for example, on that road, to redirect the flow of energy. And just
it makes things go faster too. It makes it, it seems like time speeds up when you do that. You know, when you don't, when you say just change your mind, the way you're thinking about it, go, okay, so what? That is what it is. You know, I'm going to choose to not be angry about this. And it's like, it seems, time seems to blow right by.
It really does. And it also is, oftentimes people say, oh, I have a desire to make a difference in this world, but it's only mm-hmm. me. What can I do? What you can do is, what is it that you are vibrating and sending out to your energy field on a day today? Are you unconsciously contributing to have more anger, more frustration, more fear? Or are you consciously contributing to bring more calmness, more peace, more, you know, centeredness, higher energy? And that makes a huge difference because it has been proven in different shape and form that one person or / one light worker has the power to uplift thousands. And so you make a difference. Everyone makes a difference. You are so important. And that's one thing that the Octurns are really repeating with consistency over and over, is that you have
every
no idea.
Soul is important. Yeah.
Yes, of your importance. Right, right.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing comes to me is coming up is consent. Like, we consent to things blindly without realizing what we're doing. you know, just following what the next person's doing. But when we do that, you know, that's not usually in our best interest, and that there's where the disconnect comes in, I think, is people are just following what the other person's doing. That person's following them. The individual thinking that really needs to, you know, that needs to come back, and people need to ask, am I consenting to this? Is this good for me? Is this good for humanity? You know, in everything that they do, because even, you know, choosing not to do something is consenting as well. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's like, you are correct. It's a choice, spoken, unspoken, whether you sit there going, well, okay, that too will pass and I will let it go. We're perfect that a choice has been recorded, a choice has been made, and an energy has been sent. So everything matters explicitly. One thing also from not only the Arcturians, but also other advanced star intergalactic collective, like the Andromedan, Pleiadians, Sirians, Lyrans, and others, one thing that we have also observed is everyone's on the planet thoughts, your thoughts, what we call your thought form, emit an energy like a radio wave. You are like, think of yourself like a cell phone tower that you constantly emit energy, and your thoughts, especially the repetitive ones, the recurring thoughts, create
oh, I know, yeah.
And it's sent out, but even beyond the earth, it can be transmitted and perceived. Even in the universe, those waves can be received. So sometimes distortion of the chaotic waves are coming to the point that the galactic beings, those who are assisting, we have to counteract those waves and clear
transmute them
out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to transmute them. Absolutely. This is why that we truly make a difference, even within our ecosystem on the planet. We are affecting one another and also the ecosystem, and like nature, animals, life forms, trees, the grids of the earth, everything is we all interconnected in so many ways. But
I love how children, especially Maya, but I have a 4-year-old daughter, she won't just pick a flower, she asks first. And I think it's so cute. Like, she is so just naturally, she knows, you know, this is a living thing. I don't just take, you know, and it's just so beautiful that I wish more people, you know, had that childlike innocence. And I think it's totally possible. You know, it's just, we have to reset, reconnect, and be in, you know, in unison with one another, be kind to one another, you know, think about our actions, our choices, our thoughts. Yeah. And that's one thing I loved about, you know, working with the Arcturians. They remind you of that constantly. They're very strict, but they're very forgiving at the same time.
Yes. That's why I want to put the word discipline, but I can tell you, between all of us, sometimes when my human part of myself, I get a little bit carried away, they come and go, let's ground. You get carried away, you know, like, it brought me back. It's like, you know, be mindful of your energy. Let's ground now. And then what they do is that they stop me in my tracks and go like, and then they will say, and now, what have you learned? And I'm like, oh, okay, you make me thinking. And it kind of helped me to integrate from where I am. And I'm merging back into my complete self, because I have there's such a level of difference within me. Sometimes I'm most of the time more connected to my Arcturian self. And then I will oscillate between my Arcturian self and my human part of myself. And I can feel and experience the difference. I get more, you know, anxious and go all over the house. I tell people, okay, let's go, let's move, we have work to do. And then my husband go like, are you Arcturian mode right now? Are you a human mode?
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I could definitely relate to that. Sometimes it's almost uncomfortable to be in large groups, because I feel the energy so much, and I feel like I can't control it. And I just get overwhelmed a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then And then the other portion, depending who comes in, because we have, through the collective, we have many of churns will have different function. And so if we have our historian coming in, they speak in a different language. Or if we have our philosopher and we have our nurturer versus our navigator or our healers, you can tell who's going to be, or we have a commander coming in, like, okay, that's discipline, that's ground. Feel your heart and go like, oh, yes, I'm in the presence of a commander. And I love it because it helps me also to get in touch with the multifaceted aspect of my potential and what I can express at that moment. And it really, really helped me to integrate and also gain a much higher perspective on what is it I'm going through at the same time in this lifetime, because they also experiment everything that I go through, everything I see, everything I touch, everything that, you know, through my emotional field. And the human beings have this capability of reaching out. They have such power into your emotional field, and the experience that they are extracting also help them to reassess how they connect and what is the best way to, you know, help everyone on the planet. So it's very fascinating to see the oscillation of the experience I'm moving through and how we're extracting the wisdom, the learning, you know, and the understanding behind it. It's just, I love them. They know that.
I do too. And it's so interesting that you just said that, because I, a lot of times I felt like they would go through each thought or each choice that I made and go, okay, why did you do that? Why did you make that choice? You know, and I would be like, wait, why did I don't know. And they take you off of autopilot. And it's kind of an amazing thing, because you don't realize how you're going about your day, just really kind of not paying attention to anything. And that's what you're, you know, that's most people, just they go on autopilot through most of the day. And it's so beautiful when you learn to stop and go, okay, what, why did I make that choice? And you know, they had to do a lot of work with me on that, but I love that part about them, because that really taught me to take in every moment and to make those choices and to think about them before I made them, not just to, you know, rush and do something just because that's what everybody does, you know?
Absolutely. It helps you, what I call it, to ground you into a much higher perspective when you can tap into the potential and already be in a sense of connection, so you can see, you know, multiple avenues, multiple opportunity opening, and you go like, oh, that allowed me to detach from wherever stagnant point I was in. It allows me to remove myself from that stagnation so I can move forward with much more refreshed perspective, and also how to implement, you know, that change. So it's really wonderful.
What do you think, or I guess I know there, I kind of know this answer, but what do you think the fate is of humanity if we don't change? And what have they told you about that? And what do you personally think?
I see what you're doing with this. So what we're hearing in that question is that there's no really gloom and doom scenarios anymore. There was a time where there were some, exactly. That's what we're hearing, the true question. And we understand. So if you're looking right now, what's going on, the way we interpret the changes, the global changes that you are moving through, is what's called a contraction time. And you feel like everything feels very contracted, because, mm-hmm. you know, you feel like disconnected to one another. You feel like there's a sense of isolation, fear that has been also pushed onto the agenda and into the core mm-hmm. matrix. There's a lot of purging, so that contraction energy and situation you're moving into is a very deeply purging time on your planet. And we're going to push the envelope a little bit further, because with any contraction, with any contraction, there's also the equivalent, the counterpart mm-hmm. of the expansion of becoming in. And so because it's so global, it's everywhere, everyone around the planet, we know that you've been actually preparing for this moment for a very long time. So many, many light workers have been preparing for this moment. And what we do is that there's multiple facets to it. There's the exposure of illusionary paradigm and structures that no longer serve and that needs to be dismantled and needs to be also healed deeply. And the other portion of it is the also the opportunity that individually you have to really looking at what is it that is outdated, what needs to be let go, what old belief system and pattern that have been holding on to, whether it's by programming, whether it's by attachments, and so forth. So we're giving everyone an opportunity to look at your sacred space and see, I have been asking the universe for, you know, to get more, to hear more of my team. I want to be more connected to my guides. I want to be able to see more, to get, you know, my healing ability to be, you know, ignited and more be present.
Yeah.
And then, right? And then the universe says, great. So what are they going to do? The universe giving you an opportunity and a space to say, let's look at what space we need to create in order to welcome those latent gifts and the activation of the potential that is already within you. So the planet is going through something very similar in terms of creating another level of potentiality. And what it requires is redefining your boundaries, redefining your structures, redefining how people abide and listen to certain authority without too much questioning, right? Religion factors, belief system, how you connect and you communicate with each other, and societal structure and so forth. We are in the midst of completely dismantling an old structure, and we are witnessing the birth of something completely realigned that's coming with us. And, you know, without digging too much into theory, conspiracy, and things
right,
like that.
Right, I don't. Yeah, right? I'm so glad. Right? I'm so glad that, yeah, because I always tell people that doesn't really matter. You know, that doesn't, don't get out of that paradigm of black and white. Let's try to move to something bigger and look at, you know, even though in quarantine, yes, it was, I mean, I had a great time. I was like, okay, I get to meditate more and spend more time doing things that I enjoy doing, being with my daughter. I wasn't really so upset about it. And then I saw the planet was healing itself. The fish are, you know, more plentiful. The air quality has gotten better, you know, and it was funny because everywhere around me is like this fear, you know, and chaos. And it was kind of like, but right, you know, right. The people around me, and we were all fine and nobody, you know, and it felt like, I don't know. I just felt like I want, how do I take that and, you know, bring that to other people?
Well,
you know, that calmness.
Thing,
yeah.
That calmness is, being calm is a choice. It's not something that you can instill in others. You can only lead others by example.
Yeah.
And it's like we cannot force horses to drink the water. It's an old expression that probably misinterpret here. But the point being is that not by your podcast, the messages, your work, your energy, your interaction, by remaining faithful and in core to your core and who you are, and say, I choose in the eye of a storm. It's not just the storm, it's a storm. I choose the path of the most centeredness, because I allow myself to see other layers of realities, knowing that realities has 50 shades of gray. It's different layers.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, well, this is when I hear people, oh, this is all there is. This is it. This is what this, we have to wake up to reality. And I'm like, yeah, I'm waking up to my reality where I'm a hybrid. I speak to intergalactic beings. I work with the Galactic Federation. This is my reality day to day. How's yours? And they go like, who are you, funny? Yeah, well, thank you. Because
yeah,
it's It brings them to think about what reality are you attached to and for what purpose. And when I work with my clients, I will tell them, we perceive great potential about you, but at the same time, we perceive there's an attachment to grief, to sadness, to fear. And you will say,
fear.
Mm-hmm. What? Yes, because there's a counterpart, a benefit to it. It's very familiar. It's so safe. And this also allows you to stay within a very strict box or a paradigm without having to go back beyond that comfort zone. So are you
fear of the unknown? Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you truly ready to trade the benefits from that box for something infinitely bigger?
And that's true. Not everybody is, and that's okay. But you know, at some point, we all have to make that decision, and we have to be accepting of one another, even if somebody is not at that point where they can understand it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's always not frustrated me, I guess, but it's always confused me when people get very upset with me for my beliefs and how I think, and I'm almost like, oh, okay, I'm not upset with you for you insulting me and telling me I'm crazy, but why would you be upset with me for, you know, This is what I believe. This is what I do. This is, you know, yeah, I talk to ETs. Yep. It's always just a bit confusing to me. It doesn't compute, I guess. How do you deal with that?
That's a fantastic question. And I can understand why it would may push some certain button and be very sensitive. I'll tell you, the day I decided that I accept myself because this is who I am and we are who we are. It's the day that none of this for me affects me no longer. Because when someone comes and I will make, I mean, I would, let's say, you know, I did a lot of interviews in the past and I'm still active doing interviews and I have my own podcast as well. And sometimes the comments I will have, oh, that's bologna sandwich. I'm like, well, that's from
us. I say that too. That's funny.
See?
That's very funny.
Yeah, well, go like, okay, well, then just have some mustard to it because you're just simply not ready for it. And that's okay. We respect you. But my magic phrase is always with very calm and centeredness, I would say, ultimately, we are who we are. And I would say, thank you for coming. And thank you for your comments. Moving on. It really is, ultimately, is we are who we are. And we've come to the point in evolution and consciousness that there's no need to have, you know, so much extra explanation to it. We just simply are who we are. And we are embracing it.
Yeah. They are very, very to the point about things, and that I think that's why some people think that they're cold and emotionless, but it's not. It's so, so much bigger than that. It's just they get rid of all the excess.
Yeah,
it feels like that the unneeded emotional drama that we play out on this planet doesn't happen with Arcturians, it feels like, at all. And I think exactly. You know, I think a lot of it is as well getting control of their emotions and realizing that it doesn't serve them to get upset. And I mean, fear and paranoia and those kinds of things, it doesn't really serve, you know, a purpose. And so that's something I've always learned that because when I was younger, I would get very frustrated about things and then all of a sudden I just sort of popped into my head, why? What is this doing for you? It doesn't change the situation. And then, you know, then having them around is just so calming. And so it's like a different world to me. And it is a different world. And I so wish everybody could experience that. What do you think, do you think disclosure will happen ever?
the disclosure is already happening, we need to pay attention, because one of the things we know one of the things we have been noticing on your planet for a very, very long time is that because those who are or claim to be in authority and behind what the 1% of the planet who claim to have all the answers, all the documents, all the technology and so forth, if you listen and pay attention very closely, disclosure has been happening to your movies, TV series. It's on all the crop circles, all the
evidence is there. Yeah.
Yes. All the secret sites around the world. Disclosure has been an ongoing process. It's just the word disclosure has been labeled and defined in a certain way. So by definition, there's a certain expectation waiting that we are still waiting to receive, you know, or be in contact or be in person.
Right.
And
why is that? Yeah.
That's part of the, but think about it. If you want to have something in plain sight, what will you do if you don't? If you want something very evident that is all over the planet, so
you want
to
see it
close to everyone, what will you do to make it hiding in plain sight? You will create disinformation around it. You will make sure that even though it's right in front of your nose, you will not see it. You will not see what is so evident. You go, oh, I need proof of this. There's already proof. We're past the proof. We're more moving into the knowingness now. And we're moving into the state of, thank you. Yeah. So let's move from I need proof to we are in a stage of knowingness. And that's what also gives everyone empowerment. And that's very important to give empowerment to everyone. So that
I think a lot of people want and they expect to see in this dimension, you know, to see, have proof, because that's the reality that they live in. And I don't think that my personal belief is that unless you have evolved to a certain level, you're not ever going to get that. Is that correct?
I see you're coming from. Reached. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just asking if unless you have brought your vibration to a certain level, they can't really come down to you on that level. Is that right?
It's a little bit more complex than that. Well, you're really up to something really good here. Is if you ask a civilization or interstellar civilization to absolutely demand to make physical contact, and I need to see, I need to touch, I need to see and be there, you have to ask yourself if, and I'm going to be very, I'm going to be using a very neutral example to illustrate something bigger. It would be the equivalent of a deep aquatic race that lives in the depth of an ocean where human beings are not equipped even material-wise, even technology-wise, or even less physically-wise, to be able to function in the depth of an ocean. And they would say, well, we heard of human being on the surface. I demand for them to come down here in our environment and make physical contact. And you will say, well, we want to, and we've been sending many probes. Can you meet up midway? Because we cannot function in your energy field or your environment is not conducive to us. Now, with that being said, there have been many, 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 ET beings who have been physically landing on the planet in 3D form. It's already been done. Whether, you know, different civilizations, others have reached too much of a high level of enlightenment and frequency to lower themselves to match a 3D time construct. Like the Arcturians, we do have the technology, but what people don't realize is the energy it requires to lower ourselves to that density so we can physically be present is tremendous. And so the invitation is, like you mentioned, which you were right, is meet us halfway. Rise your frequency, rise your consciousness, and that also including creating a bridge between your heart and your higher mental faculties and meet us halfway, and we will be as real, as present in that form that we would be even physically in three-dimensional perception. So you have to say that this is what you're dealing with. What kind of evolution have they reached? What frequency are they naturally vibrating in? It's the example of, will you be able to meet this aquatic race, as beautiful as they may be, to go down there and the depth of maybe, I don't know, 20 feet, 20,000 feet in the ocean with the pressure in the water, even say, it's undoable, I cannot do it physically, I'm going to travel in my astral and my conscious life body, I'm going to travel in different form, then I'm just as real, it's just another aspect of me. People go like, no, I need to see the physical. And you have to ask yourself, you know, what is it that you're also holding on to, that if I don't see it, touch it, feel it, you're not real, that's because you're holding on to an old paradigm as well. So there's different subtlety going on here, then, if that makes sense.
No, that makes complete sense. Thank you. And I listeners don't know this, but I was asking because of my experience. I sent you the videos with when I did see them in person, and I've wanted that to happen again. I think the more that that's completely answered my question, and I understand now. And so that really cleared that up for me, because it's very simple, but it was, I don't know, it's been perplexing me. Like, why do I need to see them again, you know, in the flesh, so to speak? But thank you for that. That's been something that's been on my mind for a long time. And that really gave that definition. And now I get it. And it doesn't really matter. I realize they've been with me all along.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. And I did receive your file. And thank you so much for sharing it. I know I've been quite busy lately, but I did look at everything. And thank you so much, Kristen. I really appreciate it. And it's beautiful. And it shows you that was your personal experience, that it is possible and it's available. It may not be the ideal because of what it requires. It's just most people don't understand really what does it mean to be an Arcturian and what the implication of this mean, and the challenges that we encounter to meet the requirements of a three-dimensional density, you know, linear time construct. It's really, really difficult. It's doable.
It's close to perfection as I can conceptualize to me, you know, and it's very demanding, but it's so worth it. It really is. But anything that I can conceptualize in my mind of what a perfect feeling and vibration and essence is kind of what they emanate. And I think that's, you know, just talking with you now, I'm feeling that completely, so strong. And it's so beautiful. To really thank you for making this choice to come here and to do this. You know, I can't imagine, because I know myself, I've, you know, had thoughts sometimes, like, I just want to go home. You know, it's too tough down here. I don't feel like I'm supposed to be here, kind of thing. And I can't imagine having the actual, you know, DNA, you know, of a hybrid. That's got to be quite difficult. So thank you so much for all the work that you do and what you bring to, you know, the planet. It's truly beautiful, and very appreciative of that.
Oh my goodness, bless your heart. Thank you so much for honoring me in such ways. I'm telling you, it's so worth it to continue connecting, speaking with other amazing, amazing people and light workers. And you are such a beautiful example of this. Believe me, it gives me the motivation, the strength, the inspiration to keep going. When I start to feel life, consciousness, connection on this planet, whether it's to the animal kingdom, which I can feel and speak with. Nature speaks to me. I can feel Gaia herself, and also amazing, amazing people everywhere. And I can tell you that it's really worth it because it's bigger. It really is. It's a lot bigger than our challenges, even though we are being honored for our challenges. We're being receiving a lot of help, assistance. We're being also receiving so much love and appreciation. And we are truly the giants of light. Now we're the crown crew. Always says we're the crown crew here. And I can tell you collectively, put your hands in mine and so forth, and where we are moving organically and naturally too. And this is exactly what generations upon generations of light workers and volunteers have been, the pioneers before us have been coming to build and open the way. And it's happening now. Yeah, it's totally happening. So what you see right now, it's huge perching. We are looking at the early, early stage of a new dawn. And if we are in that state right now, remind yourself, it's like, oh my God, that's because we're definitely on the right path. And you're going to go, this woman is crazy. I'm telling you, we are moving into this expansion of light consciousness. Remember, like your breath, okay? Just like your breath. When you take the deepest breath and you hold it in, your body is going to start to feel, the body will reply. You feel the contraction in your lungs. What comes after that? It's the release. The power behind it. And what does it do after that? It resets your body. It also increases your lungs' capacity for more oxygen. So just keep that idea, this image in mind, that the counterpart of this contraction, the expansion, which is coming, oh my God, it's going to be like, it is phenomenal. It already is now. But respect yourself, honor your space day to day, have compassion for you, others, and you know, we're in this together. We truly are above and beyond, above and beyond.
Wow, that was said so beautifully. Thank you. I have tears in my eyes, honestly. Listen, it was so amazing having you on. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for coming on the show. And again, thank you for everything you do. And let's have you on again soon. I really enjoyed this. This was and I know my listeners will get the same feeling because you can feel the vibration is so strong. And I know everybody else who listens to this will feel that energy and get something from this too, get so much from this. I truly feel that. So thank you again.
You are very welcome. I would be thrilled to come back again on your show for sure.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. And many blessings to you and everyone.
Blessings to you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.